Russell Brand versus Bill Clinton. What's different about the way these two men have been treated by the media? Well, let's see. If your name is Bill Clinton, and if you're a Democrat who promotes abortion and the climate cult and hates Trump and hates America, essentially, as a left-wing Democrat, you can get away with raping any number of women. You can get away with sexual assault. The media will cover up for you if you're a Democrat, and that's Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton raped and sexually assaulted numerous women in Arkansas during his days as governor, by the way. It's not just Paula Jones and others. It's Juanita Broderick. It's a long list of women who have come forth and said again and again and again, I was sexually assaulted by Bill Clinton, or I was raped by Bill Clinton. What does the media do? The media attacks the women. So women who accuse Democrats of sexual assault are never believed. But then there's Brett Kavanaugh, Supreme Court Justice. During the confirmation hearings, suddenly women come out of the woodwork and accuse him kind of loosely of something. They're not really sure. The memory isn't really clear. They don't know, but something happened a long time ago in a fraternity somewhere, and he might have been in the same building at the same time that something happened, but they're not really sure. And it was all made up, all complete fiction. And yet the media ran those stories. Why? Because Brett Kavanaugh is a conservative. He believes, well, I mean, allegedly a conservative. He hasn't always voted in a conservative manner on the court, but he is known to be a conservative justice. And now, Russell Brand. Well, Russell Brand, since he appeared on, Tucker Carlson, and I don't know if he's been on with Joe Rogan, but Russell Brand has been coming out and really attacking the dishonest media and telling the truth about COVID more and more and attacking the globalists. You know, Russell Brand, no matter what you think of his politics or his past, he has been more and more of a truth teller. He's red-pilled, and he's red-pilling a lot of other people. So, of course, all of a sudden, the accusations come out against him. But why now? Accusations back from 15 years ago in some cases, or 12 years ago. Four or five women, four of which are anonymous now, the media claims that they've stepped forward, again, anonymously, not even giving their names, even though they're all adults and they were adults at the time that these alleged incidents occurred. They come out to accuse him. But why now? Why not 5 years ago? Why not 10 years ago? Why not the day it happened? Now, Russell Brand is waking people up to the truth about what's going on in the world. The timing of this is not a coincidence. And again, if your name is Bill Clinton, you could rape women your whole life, or even children. I mean, Bill Clinton was tight with Jeffrey Epstein, flew on the Lolita Express, which was basically a rape jet where they would have underage girls and boys on the plane for the world's wealthy elite to rape on camera. That's what the jet was for. And, you know, J.P. Morgan handling all the money transfers and everything because they were in business with Jeffrey Epstein. They were partners with Jeffrey Epstein. J.P. Morgan, child sex trafficking, money laundering hub. And Bill Clinton was all in with that. Who knows how many women or children Bill Clinton has raped in his life? We'll never know because the media will never investigate. But they sure will investigate Russell Brand. And, oh, there's going to be a police investigation because anonymous women allegedly stepped forward and said something. But again, they're anonymous. So what's the investigation of? But the media is going to report, well, now there's a police investigation. Just complete innuendo, no due process, no innocent until proven guilty. Rather, you're guilty because we accuse you. And now, to add on to that, to pile on, YouTube demonetizes Russell Brand, who has something like 6 million followers on YouTube. And he's estimated to be earning about $1 million a year on YouTube, just from the YouTube ads. They've demonetized him, claiming that he violated some kind of reputation requirement or something. Well, he's not been found guilty of anything. And in fact, there's been no evidence presented that I'm aware of, no evidence whatsoever that he did any of these things that he's accused of doing. Now, if there's hard evidence that actually emerges, then of course we have to take that into consideration. If there's a video of anybody assaulting, you know, a young woman or a woman of any age, then yeah, if it's a real video, not just some AI, you know, fake video, if it's real, yeah, sure, we got to consider that. That would be damning. But from what the story has given us so far, it's just four anonymous women accusing him of something many years ago, things that he denies. And then one woman who has given her name and who said that he made her feel bad or something, and he was very controlling. I'm sorry, that's not a crime. It might mean that you, the woman, you have poor choices in the men that you choose to have in your life if you want to hang around a hyper-controlling, domineering man, if that's what you're claiming this was. Maybe that's your problem. Maybe you should have left. You know? I mean, it's how... I don't get it. I mean, what's next? Is the UK Daily Mail going to run a story, you know, woman comes forward, says that Russell Brand fat-shamed me. Oh, fat-shamed. Fat-shamed. Oh, my God, cancel him. This is insane. Russell Brand said, my pants make me look fat. Ah, oh, my gosh, there's no greater sin. But again, completely insane. Now, at the same time that YouTube is demonetizing him, which is taking away some substantial amount of revenue, again, completely without due process, completely without any legit evidence, this police investigation begins. Now, of course, once a police investigation begins, you have to hire attorneys to defend yourself against the police investigation, even if it's completely bogus. And so now, this is how they start draining people of finances. You have to start shelling out money for attorneys. I mean, ask Roger Stone. All these false allegations against Roger Stone involving Trump and J6 and all of that, it's just cost him literally millions of dollars to the point where he's got no assets. He's got nothing left because he has to pay the legal bills. And that's part of the process of ruining a person, is to destroy their finances, destroy their reputation, cut off their revenue streams, isolate them socially and economically, and silence them in this process so that nobody believes what they say. And again, why is this happening? Solely because Russell Brand is telling the truth about an increasing number of topics. That's why. That's exactly why this is happening. You can't trust these allegations of rape or sexual assault against any conservative or any, frankly, pro-liberty person or any red-pilled person. Now, if there are allegations that come out against a Democrat, that would be so rare to have those even reported that you would actually have to take those seriously. Wow, the evidence must be overwhelming. But to have such allegations against a conservative, a libertarian, a freedom person, someone speaking out against vaccines, speaking out against globalism, you can never trust these accusations against those individuals because these accusations can be and are routinely fabricated. Any number of people can be paid off to make all kinds of accusations that are complete fiction. And even if you are ultimately cleared of the charges, as Kavanaugh was, you know, he was confirmed for the U.S. Supreme Court. But even if you're ultimately cleared, well, guess what? All these smears, you know, they go on your Wikipedia page, they go in the media, and you can't get the media to retract all these false stories. It smears you for life, and that's the point. That's what this is. Understand that we are living under a tyrannical regime, a regime that uses disinformation as a form of currency, a regime that smears those that it doesn't want to have any influence or any voice, that deplatforms people, demonetizes people, runs people through the ringer, and a regime where the CIA runs propaganda against targeted individuals, and those individuals are targeted simply by disagreeing with the establishment. And so you can just go on down the list, you know, Jordan Peterson, Alex Jones, Roger Stone, Donald J. Trump, just on and on. Even RFK Jr. is smearing that man, and he is a Democrat because he speaks out against the establishment. He tells the truth about vaccines and Fauci and the COVID pandemic and all of that. So, of course, he's going to be targeted. Oh, and you can bet they're out there recruiting dozens of women to lie about RFK. That's going to happen. Just have no illusions about what's coming. If RFK gets more traction during the election, there's going to be dozens of women that come out and say, oh, he did this to me or that to me. And it's all going to be lies. All lies. And they're all going to be paid off. And remember what they did to Kavanaugh? They hired teams of people to go door to door to visit every classmate of Kavanaugh in his high school yearbook. They went door to door and visited all his high school classmates to ask them if they had any dirt on Kavanaugh. I mean, that's how desperate they are. That's how insane this is. And believe me, if you go through everybody's high school classmates, I mean, I ask you the question, did you get along with everybody in high school? Probably not. There are a couple people maybe in your high school class who would gladly take 10 grand to lie about you, you know, 30 years later or whatever it is. Yeah, of course there are. Of course there are. That's true for everybody. I'm even thinking back to my high school, like, who would do that about me? I don't know. I usually got along with most people, but I'm sure there's people who are just jealous, you know, because I was straight A, you know, top academic student. And it's just, I've dealt with that my whole life. People just jealous of who I am and what I do. And so they're willing to lie. But, you know, even if you weren't, you know, top academic math club nerd like I was, maybe you were a cheerleader. And maybe there were other women that got jealous that you're on the cheerleading squad. Or maybe you were, you know, a sports figure and other people got jealous or whatever. There's people willing to lie about you. And the only reason they don't is because no one's approached them and offered them money to do so. So it's just a question of how much effort is and how big of a budget is invested into ruining you. Anybody can be destroyed and defamed with enough money, time, and effort, even if it all has to be completely fabricated. I mean, just ask Donald J. Trump. They made it all up about the dossier, about the P tapes, about Russia, Russia, Russia. Complete fabrication. And yet, no apologies from the media. Years later, no apologies. Now, the good news in all of this is that Russell Brand is actually not being destroyed by this effort. Because, well, people like myself and others, we get it. We understand exactly what's happening. It's no longer just one person being accused by credible accusers. No, this is a pattern, a smear campaign, the wrap-up smear, as Pelosi calls it. This is a pattern of silencing people who speak out against the regime. And everybody knows it. At this point, everybody knows it. So the people who see what's happening, they don't give any credibility to these smears. And if a bunch of women came out against Alex Jones or a bunch of women came out against RFK Jr. or whoever, you would know and I would know it's BS. We don't believe that stuff. It's a complete fabrication. Of course it is. Remember that you are living in an artificial reality. Or I should say a projected, a created reality, a kind of Truman Show. And in this Truman Show, almost everything that the typical person believes is a lie. Almost everything. Even about 9/11, you know, about the elections, about COVID, about vaccines, about science, all of it. History, it's all a lie. And part of reinforcing that lie is to silence those who are what I call the spell breakers. In fact, I've described myself as a spell breaker. What I do every day in my podcast, Brighttown Broadcast News, is I break the spells that have captured the minds and souls of people because there's sorcery going on. literal sorcery, spell casting by the regime through linguistic programming, through, you know, false realities, brainwashing, gaslighting, elaborate theatrical productions, i.e. Truman Show type of operations. This is all going on every day, and the spell breakers are the ones who are targeted. Alex Jones is a spell breaker. Russell Brand is a spell breaker. To some extent, Joe Rogan is even a spell breaker. And Jordan Peterson and so many others, RFK Jr., you know, Donald Trump, there's, again, the list goes on and on. It's the spell breakers that are targeted and attacked. Those who reinforce the spell binding, you could call them the spell binders, they get promoted by the media. They never get banned. They never get demonetized. Even if they rape women, even if they assault women, it all gets covered up. If you're a spell binder, i.e. Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, you know how this list goes, you can get away with anything. Like literal murder. The Clinton body count is, what, approaching 50? How many people have died who had dirt on the Clintons? Oh yeah, the media will never investigate that because they're the spell binders, the spell casters, the sorcerers. And the so-called journalists at the New York Times and the Washington Post, they're the spell casters. Their entire job is to cast spells. It's information sorcery. That's what they do. That's their entire purpose of existing, is to lie, but to fabricate artificial realities that seem compelling to people who are caught in the bubble of the Truman Show. If you only read the New York Times and you only watch CNN and you only listen to NPR, then they can create what seems to be an internally consistent reality, but it's complete fiction. Unless you get information from outside sources or somebody wakes you up, i.e. Russell Brand opens your eyes, let's say, then you can live your whole life caught in the spell and in the sorcery of the establishment. But again, in order to do that, they have to destroy those who break the spells. So that's all this is. That's what you're watching with Russell Brand and others who are being accused, by the way. It's all the same blueprint. But thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and also check out my podcast at brighteon.com. Take care.